Hello, addicts, non-addicts, and supporters. Welcome to the Diary of a Young Addict podcast. I'm your host, Mare, and I'm a 23-year-old recovering addict with over 5 years clean from drugs and alcohol. This podcast is all about recovery from addiction and what that looks like as a young person. Okay, you guys, I literally had a whole episode recorded. I was on the way to work yesterday, and I just felt like a little bit more inspired than usual, I guess. And so I just started recording an episode on my phone and finished it on my way home from work. You know, I got like a 40-minute drive, but turns out the audio quality is worse than I thought. So I will just be doing it and re-talking about it on here. But the topic is service. So my personal recovery is based on my 12-step program. So I'm gonna be talking a little bit about that and where service falls into that, just because that's my experience and that's how I've understood service to be important. But take it with a grain of salt. I know not everyone follows my recovery program, and this is educational, and this podcast is just about my experience and hoping that it educates others. So service is really important to Narcotics Anonymous. It is part of the symbol. So if you've ever seen the NA symbol, it's a triangular pyramid. So it's got like a square base, and then all of the sides meet at a point. And to simplify it, each of those sides represents something. So we have self as one side, we have God as one side, we have society as one side, and then service has its whole own side. And I remember learning about the symbol when I first got to NA, and I was told, like, hey, it's not gonna make sense now, but it will later. And I'm happy to say it does make sense now. But long story short, when you work on those four things, it says, like, when you broaden your base, aka when you work on those four things, the higher your point of freedom is. So the more you work on those things, the more free you feel. And service is one of those four, so it's pretty darn important. It's not like it's just something that's mentioned. It's part of the foundation of NA. And when it talks about the symbol, it says goodwill is best exemplified in service. Proper service is doing the right thing for the right reason. And so another important part where it talks about service in a different chapter, it says everything that occurs in the course of NA service must be motivated by the desire to more successfully carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. And if you don't know the message that we're talking about, the message is that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And if you want to hear more about that specifically, I have a whole podcast episode where I was speaking at a convention, and it's called, and my topic was called Carrying the Message, and I break it down, and it makes a lot more sense if you listen to it like that. But anyways, that's the message. So it talks about how NA service must be motivated by the desire to carry that message to the addict who still suffers. That should be like the primary desire. And if you think about service, like, it's so important because also service is part of our traditions. And the traditions are what have kept NA going as long as it has. It's what's kept us from crumbling apart. And so service to me, I go back to that first reading where it said, like, proper service is defined by doing the right thing for the right reason. Because when I first started doing service, first of all, I was kind of excited to do it, but I knew that I was told that, like, service helps you get out of yourself, meaning, like, service helps you feel less selfish, kind of, is what that means. And I knew that it was something I was supposed to do anyways, because it's part of our symbol. I knew it is something that we're supposed to do. And so I started doing service, and I felt like my motives were wrong because I felt like I was doing service and I was doing it for the sole purpose of getting outside of myself. And not the, like, my primary purpose wasn't to help others. It was, okay, I'm supposed to do this and this is supposed to help me get outside myself. But in NA, we also talk about acting as if. So basically I was acting as if I was doing what I knew what I was supposed to be doing, but I don't know if I was necessarily doing it for the right reasons. But along the way, I was doing, like, I found myself somewhere along the way finding that this is my passion. I mean, my whole job now is helping others and helping other addicts sometimes. And it's become my passion. It's become not only, like, because it makes me feel good, but, like, I guess it's so important in that we are so excited to do it because it helps us feel important. It helps us feel needed that we're able to make a change in someone else's life. And just the fact that we can use our experience, no matter how shitty, like you can use the worst things you've been through, someone else is going to go through them, and you can use your own experience to help those other people. And that is just a way to make, I mean, it is a beautiful way to make something positive out of something negative, but it's the truth. I have found that some of the worst things I've been through, I've been able to help others because no one else has been through those things. And even though it was something terrible and I would never wish it on anyone else, I was able to use my experiences and the fact that I got through clean to help someone else and give them hope and inspire them to do the same. One of the reasons I think I felt so drawn to this topic is because I had worked, like, as a nurse, it's, you know, you work like 36 hours a week normally. Sometimes I work 48. And I had worked 62 hours this week and I was on my way to work. And so part of service that I did want to mention that is so important because we tend to forget this is, you know, like in service, I'm filling a lot of other people's cup. That's what it is. But I have to remember that I have to fill my own cup too. No one else is gonna do it for me. I'm the only one watching out for myself 100%, right? I'm the only person that is me. I'm my priority. So when I'm pouring into other people's cups as much as I have in the past, like I tend to overwork myself, I'm gonna run out at some point. And at some point I'm gonna have to fill up my own cup because I am going to run empty. That could even fall into like the burnout category. Like you're working so much and you don't have any energy left for yourself. So what are some things that you do that help you fill up your own cup? Think about that. Because sometimes it can be as simple for me as just taking a bath. Sometimes it's just not having anything planned on my off day and just being able to do what feels right. So like that's what I'm doing today. You know, I felt like catching up on this podcast episode, re-recording it, and then also probably gonna go to a coffee shop, work on some step work. I know the one thing I have planned today is like I'm gonna go work on step work with my sponsor, go over it, and then hit a women's meeting. And even just ending my day like that is such a good end to my day. That fills my cup. Like for me, recovery does fill my cup, but what else am I doing outside of that? Like, am I getting enough sleep? That one is very important for me. I'm a girly who needs at least 7 hours of sleep to function. And working 62 hours, let me just clarify, that is something in 1 week is not, don't do that. Please don't do that. I have a vacation, I'm not giving an excuse, but I do have a vacation coming up. So that was the only reason I was like somewhat okay with it. But now I'm spending my off days, pretty much all of my off days, filling up my own cup because I've emptied mine out. And yeah, part of how I fill up my own cup, like I said, is keeping my days free, doing what feels right, what I'm drawn to do. But also, it can be making a meeting. It can be calling my sponsor. It can be doing step work. It can be reading literature. It can be anything like recovery related, because I know recovery is what got me here. And I know that that is something that does fill up my cup. But when the meeting's over, when all that's over, what else am I gonna do that fills up my cup? And like at the beginning of when I started doing service and realizing that I really did love it, you know, like after my motives have kind of changed into truly the desire to help other people, I took on way too many things. I was the president of Razorback Recovery on campus, which came with a lot. I was also doing H&I, which stands for hospitals and institutions. And if you don't know what that is, it's a part of NA, where we bring meetings to outside facilities that don't have the opportunity to get those. So like at treatment centers or jails. And so I was part of Razorback Recovery. I was a part of H&I, where we would bring women's jail, an NA meeting once a week. And then I was also alternate GSR at my NA home group. So that came with a couple responsibilities in and of itself. I had to go to business meeting every month. I had to go to area every other month. And I was also in nursing school at this point. So I was just, you know, like I didn't even have that free time, but I was focusing so much on like helping other people because it was fueling me, that I was forgetting to help myself. And then I found myself not even having a moment to breathe during my day because I was packed back to back to back to back. And so I touched on some ways that I was of service. And just so you know, like service also can kind of just mean volunteering. But you know, like you have those more noticeable things, like I kind of said, like holding a title. Like I said, I was president. I was alternate GSR for my home group. There's all those sorts of things. There's chairing a meeting, key holding a meeting. You know, those are all important. But there's also the more behind the scenes, I want to say kind of less noticeable things, like cleaning up after the meeting. Because the reality is people don't always clean up after themselves. It can be helping out at a convention. I got to do that this year, and it really made me happy because the Lone Star Convention is where I first started my recovery. That was the first convention I ever went to, and getting to go back 4 years later, I was so excited, and I got to be of service and like help someone else. First of all, help like run the behind the scenes stuff, but also just get to possibly be a part of someone else's first experience of a convention. And I've never been on a service board of a committee for a convention, but I've heard it highly suggested to be a part of that because it helps you really build a sense of community and have, I don't know, I've just heard it was a really good experience. So like I said, I haven't done that, but I've heard it's a really good way to be of service. But some of the smaller things, like I'm in my apartment hallway and I see trash, I'm gonna pick it up even though I know it's not mine. Because it also brings a sense of like, this is where I live. I want to make it, you know, I want it to be nice. Even if like there's a homeless person on the street, giving them some food. I don't always endorse giving them money, but like giving them some food. And in reality, like service, like I said, it looks like all these small things. Another one of those could be going to your home group's group business meeting that they have monthly and like getting to give input. Like one of the ways I have applied myself, and I guess it would be considered being part of service, but in my job, like I work in inpatient and not all my patients are addicts. A lot of people have other mental health issues that they're dealing with and that's why they're there. But I have gone out of my way to make a recovery packet. Like I bought these folders and I've put all these recovery resources, housing, sober living, IOP, PHP, meetings, sober fun. Like I went out of my way to make a packet of all those things, give someone their own personal folder when I hear them say that they are interested in getting better. So like, and in that folder, like there are AA meetings, there's NA meetings, there's Smart Recovery meetings, there's Celebrate Recovery. Like I went out of my way to be of service and to help carry the message, like the message that any addict can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And I found that in NA. So like I'm able to give someone those resources because sometimes my job, like we're more focused on the detox side, and that sometimes frustrates me because anyone can detox a million times, but what are we gonna do to help them become successful when they leave here? Because it's very easy to get stuck in that cycle, you know? If you don't know where the solution is, how are you gonna get there? And you know, like I didn't need recognition for that. Like I just felt inclined to do it because I felt like my patients deserve is when they are truly wanting help, here is where you can get help, and it's up to them if they want to follow through with that or not. Like if that person has expressed that they are sick and tired of being sick and tired and they're ready to change their life, and basically like that saying we say in NA, they want what I have to offer, here's my solution. Here's where I found my solution is in 12 step. And I'm just glad that I'm able to give other resources too. Like I can get humble and say that maybe this is what worked for me, but something else might work for you. So yes, like in my job, I'm paid to do a million things. I mean, like my day, I don't have a lot of free time, but I really wanted, you know, like I was being of service. I wanted to put that together for the sole purpose of carrying the message. And I think I briefly mentioned, but it's like when being of service and doing these things, it warms my heart. Like specifically when I would leave that women's jail, maybe I didn't want to go initially, but if I've made myself go, I know that when I was walking out of there, my heart was warm and I was so happy that I went every single time. And so in my program in NA, we talk about spiritual principles. And one thing I'm like noticing as I'm talking is in service, you're practicing humility. Humility is like not seeing yourself as inferior or superior to anyone else. Being of service is a good way to like get yourself on level playing ground, like to bring yourself down to earth and you know, like truly just help those less fortunate than you. Like in H&I, like I said, those people didn't get meetings where they were at. And so we got to bring those meetings to those people. And so yeah, a spiritual principle, you get to practice humility in service. And I'll tell you, that principle of humility is not easy to practice. It's something I've always struggled with, whether I walk in a room and I feel inferior to everyone, or I walk in a room and I feel superior to everyone. It shouldn't be like that. Everyone should be viewed as equals. We all have come along our own paths to get where we are, and everyone is as equally as important as the other. I'm not any less or more than anyone else. And part of recovery that I've learned is, like, there's a lot of things I'm never going to master. I'm never going to get good at it and stay good at it for the rest of my life. Humility is one of those things. And honestly, balance is another. So, and I've talked about both of those in this episode. And I just love that I've got to learn humility through service work. So today, as you're listening to this, or if you're listening to this at nighttime, I challenge you to do this today or tomorrow. I challenge you to do something for someone else. Whether it is something tiny like, oh, hey, Meredith, can you grab this for me? Yeah, here you go. Like anything that you wouldn't normally feel inclined to do. Keep that at the forefront of your mind today and do something to help someone else. Or maybe you get asked to do something at work today that's a little bit out of your job description, but it's not a huge deal. You put your pride to the side and say, yes, I'll help you with that because I see you need help and you're not able to do it by yourself. It could be something as small as finding stuff where it's not supposed to be and putting it where it's supposed to be. It could, that the thing that you're gonna do today could be as big as picking up a service position at your home group. It could be anything, no matter how big or small, but today I challenge you to do something for someone else, be of service in some way, shape, or form. And think after you've done that whatever that service you're going to do is, and ask yourself, do I not feel better? Because like I've said, there's a lot of times that I don't want to do whatever it is, whatever service it is, but once I do it, I'm amazed at how much better I feel. And I just found this in my basic text, but it says, we learn the value of spiritual principles such as surrender, humility, and service from reading the NA literature, going to meetings, and working the steps. We find that our lives steadily improve if we maintain abstinence from mind-altering, mood-changing chemicals and work the 12 steps to sustain our recovery. Living this program gives us a relationship with a power greater than ourselves, corrects defects, and leads us to help others. I can't speak for anyone else, but I feel like a lot of times we're expecting everyone else to pick up the service. We just think like, oh, there's so many people, someone else will get it covered. And when people think like that, no one ends up doing it. So sometimes I have to change my brain and just be like, okay, this time I'm not gonna expect someone else to do it. I'm gonna at least offer, because maybe someone isn't available and whatever, maybe it could be a huge group. Like I know my home group has been around for a long time, my NA home group. And I think a lot of people expect that the same people who've been doing service forever are keep doing it, or that, oh, there's so many people that come to this group, so I'm sure someone else is taking care of it. And that's not always the case. Put your pride to the side, have some humility, and help out. If they're asking for help, go and help. Because if 100 people are each expecting someone else to get the job done, no one's gonna get it done. So in recovery, we also talk about getting out of self-will and getting into God's will. And I remember asking my sponsor, what is God's will? And she said, God's will is in line with spiritual principles. Remember, we said service and humility are both spiritual principles, as well as a lot of other things. But God's will is service, and service is God's will. Let me say that one more time. God's will is service. And service is God's will. And for me, when I'm living in God's will, I feel in alignment with the universe. Everything goes my way. Everything feels right. I'm in a good mood. God's will has never led me astray. It's when I start to try to act in self-will that things start going wrong. And I know for a fact, I wouldn't be who I am today, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for following spiritual principles and learning those through the 12 steps of NA. One day, I'm sure I'm going to do a full episode on the spiritual principles because they are so important. And also just to bring one other thing into the equation on the topic of service, I have broadened my base because, right, service is part of the base, but so is society. I have broadened my base through society because through service, I've got to meet and connect with so many amazing new people that I wouldn't have known if I didn't take that opportunity. So a way I've been of service for a long time, my friend Sean, he is an NA licensed vendor. So he goes around when he gets invited to these different conventions and NA events, and he gets to sell these t-shirts and NA attire that are so cool. Let me just plug him real quick. BasicBrosAttire.com. His stuff is amazing, best recovery gear I've seen. But anyways, I got to travel with him to different events and NA conventions and stuff and volunteer to help him and sell these shirts and work the table and load up all these heavy ass bins and unload them and take the time out of my weekend to go travel to these places. Like, I got to do that without expecting anything in return. And if I didn't take that opportunity, I wouldn't have got to meet addicts literally all over the United States. And I'm just gonna say, when you're doing service and you're working with other addicts in that service, those are the type of addicts you wanna be around, because you'll just find that they know that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And usually they're doing it out of so much love and happiness and just want to be of service. And so the people I've met through service are the type of people I like to stick around. But yeah, like, I got to work with Basic Bros Attire and meet all these amazing people in different states. And it's so full circle, because I've got to be of service to BBA for a couple years now. And now I am on, he had asked me to be on the board of trustees. So now I get a voice, I get to give my opinion on what we do and what direction we go with Basic Bros Attire. So I'm broadening my base, because not only am I working on that side of the pyramid that represents society, but I'm also working on the side that represents service at the same time. And so when we, like I said, when we broaden our base, we have a higher point of freedom. So I'm working on those two things at the same time without even realizing it. And therefore, the more I'm broadening my base, the more free I feel. I also remember at the beginning of my recovery, like, I knew when you reached 90 days, you got to chair at the meeting at my home group. And so I was so excited once I reached 90 days, I got to take the training and I got to chair my group. And I just felt so important that I got to do that. And then when you reached, I think it was 6 months or a year, you got to key hold. So I got to be trusted with a key to the building that has money in it and all these different things. I got to be trusted to open up the meeting and have these responsibilities of setting the meeting up correctly and then locking the meeting when we're done. Like, I got to be trusted with that. And I was like almost counting down the days till I got to do those things, because I was so excited to get to be of service to the home group that introduced me to NA and made me feel so loved and welcomed. So, like I said, I challenge you to do something outside of yourself today and be of service in some way. And afterwards, ask yourself, do I not feel better? If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, please reach out to the SAMHSA National Helpline. There's help available 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Please call 1-800-662-4357 and let's get you some help.